All right, Big Bang. Today is Monday. It is September 13th. Welcome to the Dog Walk presented by Barstool Sports. It's Snake Draft Monday. We're back to regular schedule. Very excited for our guest today. Very excited for our draft. We were a little football heavy today. We're doing a pretty one that I would say is relatable.
I think it's seasonal.
Yeah, it's seasonal.
I also think it's seasonal.
It is seasonal, yes. Mm-hmm. But first and foremost, welcome to our guest. We got the Vin Dog, the meme lord, on the show. We're very excited. Vin Dog, how are you?
I'm glad to be here. How are you doing?
We're doing good. So, Vin Dog, you've been on this your third appearance, I believe, right?
It is.
Yeah. So I'm always happy to mix it up with him. You guys, are you familiar? You guys, this is your first time meeting Vin Dog?
Yeah, I think we've maybe done some Twitter stuff together, interacted with each other on Twitter. I think I blogged about a recipe he made one time in a weigh-in scale one time.
No, it was the eggplant parm.
Yeah, Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yep.
Are you going to break a record this year?
It was a heavy eggplant.
Vin Dog, are you going to break that record this year?
I'm going to try. You know, I mean, it gets close. I got to get a different pan to cook it in because I'm actually mounded right over the top with 20 and a half. My wife was yelling at me, don't do it, don't do it. And I'm like, I can do this. It's going to shrink once it's cooked. And we did it, and we got 20 and a half pounds. And I said, see, honey, I told you, it fit.
Vin Dog,
that could be pushing it.
For people that might be unfamiliar, can you explain like what your role here is at Barstool? You know, where you came from, you know, how old you are and everything?
Well, I'm 65 years old. I do believe I'm the oldest guy at Barstool, other than Dave's father, Mike, who probably got me beat. I was a plumber. I was a plumbing instructor. I was involved in a video that my son and his girlfriend made. And the video was my dad, the Facebook addict. It went viral in the United States and the UK. And a few months later, Dave saw it and he was Google over it and he wanted to hire me. And, you know, I was a teacher. I was on autopilot. I was just going to cruise to the end. And we met on Black Friday at the Liberty Hotel in Boston. And we talked and he made me an offer and I had to consider it. And I'm like, should I just remain a teacher? Or should I try something different? I'm like in the back nine here. I'm not even on the back. I'm in the back three, you know? It's the fourth quarter. It's 2 minutes left. What am I going to do here? You know, I was like, I'm going to take a chance. I'm going to go with Barstool.
When was the last time you memed somebody to death?
What's that?
When was the last time you've memed somebody to death?
You know, we probably had a meme battle about a month ago.
Okay.
How many people have you memed to death?
Since Barstool, probably 15 to 20.
Damn. 15 to 20.
Do you think it's become a deterrent, like a nuclear arms race where it's like, hey, don't fuck with Barstool or Dave because he's got this meme guy?
Well, I think it's a double-edged sword. You know, a lot of people don't want to fuck with Dave because of that. But other people do because it makes them more popular. All of a sudden, they get, you know, their Twitter accounts load up. People are following them. So I think Dave is pretty careful as to who he's going to get in a meme war with.
Yeah.
If you know someone's just in there to get some exposure. Mm-hmm. He's not going to do it. You know?
Everybody knows. They don't have the memes that you have.
That I have. You know, we'll sit there and say locked and loaded, and we'll give Dave an opportunity to say, okay, attack. But I think he's got a real, you know, fine line to where he wants to attack somebody.
Have you ever thought about...
Sometimes we'll go out on our own.
Have you ever thought about memeing somebody internally? Like a Barstool employee?
Someone works at Barstool? No. You see, I don't work in the office, so I don't really have any natural enemies at all, you know? I just have positive interaction with people.
Well, we'll see how today ends up.
Yeah, you might want to meme one of us by the end of the show.
It might happen. You never know.
So, Vin Dog, I asked you to come on the snake draft, and you're like, "Yeah, I'm in." But what's a snake draft? Were you able to do some research? Did you talk to your son? Do you have a better idea? Or
a little bit. My son, you know, he's the one who hooks me up with all this stuff, and tells me what's going on. But I saw that a snake draft is you go through the first round and the last one gets the first pick in the second round.
Yes, correct.
That's how it works.
Correct. So we're doing fruit. We're just going to be drafting fruit. We're going to be arguing. We're going to be talking about, you know, what the best fruits are, and you know we're going to be going through the board.
It's harvest season.
Yeah, I guess a couple ground rules is maybe you know one thing you don't talk about other fruit before they're drafted because that would be you know. You're talking about someone left on the board. You never want to do that. And then this comes out on Monday. So I guess don't really give your picks away until like Wednesday or so. And that's really it.
I'll keep it quiet.
And that's really it, right, guys?
Yeah,
that's it. So.
Yeah, I just want to look out for Vin Dog.
Is this something you do all the time? I mean, do you do fruit or you do other things?
We do other things. We've done, you know, soda pop. We've done everything.
Air conditioning.
Really?
What's your favorite kind of air conditioning, Vin Dog?
Well, when I get right here in the house, Fujitsu. I get a mini split. I get two of them.
My favorite blogger on Barstool is Vin Dog, and that's not an ass kissing or anything, but you tell stories about, like, you know, putting in some new toilet and you make them compelling. And yeah, I read them start to finish, and they're usually long. And yeah, I love everything about them.
Yeah. You know, it takes a special person to want to hang through the whole blog, but I got them. I got some people that'll do it.
Dave is
special. I'm one of them. Dave's special. I also consulted Vin Dog. This is probably about last January, I'm guessing. My dog took a shit and clogged my toilet.
I remember that, yeah.
And I'm like, I need to figure out how to fix this because I don't want to call my building because they're assholes. And yeah. I called Vin Dog and he helped me out and we got it fixed. You
know, I'm telling you, I get a lot of calls from people. You know, a lot of Twitter messages.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
You know, and I help them. I do. I really help mm-hmm. them out, and I tell them what to do, and then they'll fire back at me. Vin, I did it. It worked. I had a guy last week. He said he had the toilet was leaking on the floor, so he lifted it off the floor, put a new wax ring bolt, reset it, and still leaked. And I said, well, you know, I always tell the kids at the school, the tire is always flat at the bottom. That's not where the hole is. It could be anywhere. So you got to check the tank. I said, you might have a leak in between your tank and your bowl. Check that. Messaged me back. He goes, Vin Dog, you got it, man.
Goddamn.
And, you know, that comes from like 35, 40 years in the plumbing business.
That's
you know
beautiful.
What I mean? Believe me, I've taken some toilets off the floor, reset them, thinking it was leaking there, and like, wow, it's coming from the bolts that hold the tank to the bowl.
Beautiful.
So you got to think a little bit, you know, or you can be wasting your time.
Okay, so let's hop into this thing, Vin Dog. Here's how we do it. We got intern Harry over there. He's got a number 1 through 5 behind his back. What do you think it is?
I have to guess.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'll go 4.
He says, no, it's not 4. All right, Carl.
2.
2.
No. 3. I got 3.
Yeah.
I'll take the third spot.
All right, 1 through 4, White Sox Dave.
2. You had to think about it.
3. Three. Vin Dog.
5.
5. No.
Carl. 1 through 4? Hey, I'm looking for the bonus points here. All right.
1?
How about we go?
Yeah,
1.
Yeah, you're it.
Okay, I'm picking 1.
Yeah. You want 1?
Yeah.
Okay. 1 through 3, White Sox Dave.
2. I'll pick 2.
1 or 2. To me, I'll go 1. All right, I'll take 4. So you got the last pick, Vin Dog. You got the snake, okay?
I get the snake.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Before we kick it off, though, we want to talk about Miller Lite here, folks. You know, it's football season. I mean, if you're listening now, the Bears opener was last night. You know, we were out there. We were enjoying ourselves some great tasting, less fillings. And really, whenever you go, Miller Lite would be there for you, right, Dave? You could find it at any liquor store, anywhere you go.
Yeah, just about any liquor store on earth. Great tasting, less filling Miller Lite. I cannot wait to watch the Bears get their tits blown off their chest on Sunday Night Football with a great tasting, less filling Miller Lite and the camaraderie of you people.
Yeah, you're right. It is coming out after, correct, Carl? But, you know, like I said, we're going to be there. One thing's for certain, if they do get their tits blown off or they win, we will be there with Miller Lite. That's a fact.
And it'll be delicious.
Yes.
It's such a good beer. And when people are like, oh, you don't really like it as much as you do. Oh, no. Oh, yes, we do.
It's a fact.
It is a perfect mm-hmm. beer in all material respects.
I like Miller Lite, too.
Do you, Vin Dog?
I love that.
I do.
Oh, that's great. That's You're a one great of us. Endorsement. I never like to put the guests on the spot because, you know, it's you have the things you like, but that makes me feel good that he likes it, too.
And you know what else? When people are always like the beer snobs. If you just change the name of Miller Lite to something like, oh, like Iron Fist Pilsner or something like that, and you put it on tap, it would win awards.
Why are you calling Lite?
It would win because people try to like be like, oh, this is a fancier beer. They just like put the domestics aside, the classics. But if they just change the label, even the beer snobs would be like, that's the best beer on the planet, and it's Miller Lite.
there you go. Mm-hmm. So next time you're getting ready to enjoy cold ones with your friends, go to MillerLite.com/redline to find the delivery options near you. Or you can pick up some Miller Lite pretty much anywhere that they sell beer. It's Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories and 3.2 carbs per 12 ounces. Okay, so we can get underway. One thing I did want to say beforehand, I think we agreed to pick certain kinds of apples. Apples are kind of open since there's such a variety and people argue them. Dave did a taste test of them. I think he did like 18 of them that they grabbed from Whole Foods. So that's like one of the only things. Maybe there's another one, but I guess we'll get to it when we come to it, right?
Yep.
We'll roll it like that. So that's the only ground rule. But yeah, without further ado, Carl, you are on the clock.
Thank you. With the first overall pick in the fruit draft, I'm taking watermelon.
It's
the easiest one to take. That's a big snack fruit for me. You can get into a watermelon, you can't stop eating. It's just in a complete different class of its own. You bring watermelon out at a party, summer food. It's just honestly the most delicious fruit. Go ahead, discuss.
I don't think there's anything to discuss.
That was my number one overall.
I think it's a worthy 1-1.
Okay. Yeah. Was that your 1-1?
I don't know. I don't know if it would have been my. It might have been. But it was definitely in my top three.
I took number two, praying to God that Carl is going to go outside the box and draft something other than watermelon.
Vin, you like watermelon?
I love watermelon. I do. That would have been my number one. I had it right there on the table. Watermelon.
What do you like to
watermelon.
Do?
Watermelon. We gave him some free food. We you know, brought him along. We thought we could convince him to go with Vin Dog, but he's gone. So we got to move on.
Like to go to the grocery store and get the one that's a quarter cut with the cellophane on it, or do you grab the whole
one? No, I like to get the one that's a surprise. You know, you squeeze it to take a chance.
Yeah, you gotta squeeze it. Gotta squeeze it.
So just a couple quick complaints about watermelon. It doesn't transition to a juice very well. So, like, you know, we're going to see some fruits later that play very well in different types of forms, and those can be good arguments for them. Watermelon just exists in the watermelon state, and the seedless stuff, I'm sure some people, purists, may have a complaint about that, but again, watermelon 1-1.
I get, and I'm sure I'm going to get roasted for this by fucking health freak chief over here, but I get my watermelon like in the carton, like pre-sliced or whatever.
Yeah.
And I love when I'm finished with it to drink the juice. It's like watermelon,
you slurp
water,
it up.
Juice.
Oh.
Just straight out of the carton. It's like my favorite thing to finish.
Really?
I love
it. Too. Huh. I do it. You know? The one thing that pisses me off about seedless watermelon is if when you end up with a seed, it's like, who do you call to complain? I want a seedless watermelon, and I get seeds. No way.
You get the little white ones. Yeah, little white ones. Yeah. It's like, this is false advertising. Hey, Vin Dog, how old are your kids again? They're about all our age, right?
33, 29, and 28.
Okay, perfect age. They grew up watching Nickelodeon Rugrats, right?
Oh, yeah, we watch Rugrats.
Do you remember the episode where Was it Tommy who swallowed the watermelon seed and then they had the dream and then they thought that the watermelon was going to grow in his stomach and kill him and they went into like the digestive tract in the dream and like got the seed out?
You know, I'll tell you, I don't remember that episode, but I can tell you this.
You're kidding.
As a little kid growing up, they told us that if you swallowed the seeds, you'd grow a watermelon in your stomach. And we were all afraid to swallow seeds. If you swallowed the seed, you were afraid to tell somebody. I swallowed the seed. Check your stool to make sure that thing was coming out. You don't want that thing growing. But when I was a kid, I loved watermelon so much that, you know, I took a seed, I went in the backyard, I dug a hole, I threw the seed in there, covered it, and I told people I was growing a watermelon. Every day I went out there with a can and watered it. Every day. And there was a guy in our neighborhood, Izzy the Fruit Man, drove this big truck. Izzy was like 550 pounds. He looked like Haystacks Calhoun in WWF. He's like 550 pounds, he wore overalls, he could hardly walk. And he always had some young kid with a bad case of acne who carried the fruit in and out of the house. And you know, he came by and I said, Izzy, I'm growing a watermelon in the backyard. And he goes, you'll never grow it. I said, I'm growing a watermelon. It's going to grow. And he goes, you're not going to grow it. So I every day went out there for like 20 days straight. So one day, my parents took me somewhere and the whole family was away from the house. And my grandfather snuck back there and dug out the hole. He threw the biggest watermelon he could ever find in the hole, covered it with dirt. So I come home and my parents say, hey, you know what? Today is a good watermelon day. I said, really? And you believe your parents, right? They know. It's a watermelon day. I said, really? Go check your watermelon. And I run back there and the earth is exploding. Look, I go, Dad, I think I got the watermelon. He goes, here's the shovel. Dig it up. I dug it up. Biggest watermelon in the neighborhood. It's huge. He didn't even have one that big on his truck. So I'm out there running around telling everybody, I grew a watermelon. Next day, Izzy comes down the street. I jump on the middle of the street. It was like a truck, like an ice cream truck. It was fruit. I stopped him. I go, Izzy, I grew a watermelon. Because you did not. You couldn't have. I said, I did. Come on over. I'll show you. So I showed him the watermelon, and I showed him the hole in the ground. And he was just starting to give me a hard time. Someone must have given me the old wink, wink, because he laid off. And you know what? My parents let me go until I was like 25 years old before they told me my grandfather dug that hole. I was under the impression for like years that I actually grew a watermelon in my backyard.
That is something you can get like PTSD over.
Yeah.
Yeah, like knowing your parents lied to you like that, that would like, if once I found out, that would like, that would put me in an insane asylum.
You betrayed me.
Yeah, exactly.
You told me I grew a watermelon. I told everybody in the world I grew a watermelon. It's not true. Puppy dropped one in there.
That's terrible. One last thing about watermelons, they actually make great popsicles. So if you like cut them up into like little slices and put them in your like an ice tray holder and little popsicle sticks or toothpicks, they just eat just like a popsicle. They're fucking great.
That's just frozen watermelon.
Yeah, right?
That's not
right.
A popsicle.
But no other fruit really does that. Yeah. It turns into a popsicle pretty easily.
Nah, that's a great one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, White Sox Dave, you're up.
Ugh. Fucking goddamn it. I can never ever get the fucking first pick. The pick I want, rather. I'm going to go with, I'm just going to go nice and easy bananas. I love bananas is like the quickest, easiest snack there is. And then I love banana bread, banana pudding.
Banana bread is great.
I could eat mountains of it.
I don't really love bananas themselves.
So I follow all these like 30-second food accounts on Twitter and Instagram and shit. It is so easy to make banana bread. Or like banana pancakes with a healthier version, like low carb, blah, blah, blah. You don't need any flour, nothing.
I feel like that was one of those early quarantine things where like every girl on the planet was like, I'm going to make banana bread.
So I went to.
I feel like we're getting away though. You drafted banana.
Yeah.
Like, you
know, it's a fruit.
Yeah, it's a fruit.
What about the fruit?
It's a good.
I almost wrote banana bread on my
list. All right, picking out a banana. Yellow, green. My grandmother used to say, she's like, I'll be dead before these bananas turn ripe. So I'm getting the yellow.
They go. No, that's unripe. But then that is the one.
But if you hit some people, Dave, like yellow and green on the counter at the same time, so when the yellow are done, the green are going into the yellow, so that you're not making four trips a fucking week to the grocery store.
It's true.
Yeah, no, you got to time it correctly. Like, you got to buy them a little green because if you buy perfectly ripe bananas, you're not going to finish them by the time they're all brown. So I feel the oxidation state of a banana is very low. I think I'm right here.
The best part about bananas here is that it is I think it's pretty much inarguable that it's the best on the go.
Yeah, that's exactly
easiest to eat for sure.
Yeah. You could be Mr. McAllister running through O'Hare, and if you have a banana, you could eat that.
Yeah,
pretty much running. You know, you can't do that with many other fruits. So,
well, I'll tell you, as a plumber, right? We like bananas. It's number one fruit of plumbers because we got dirty hands. We've been snaking drains. We're doing stuff. And you're not wearing anywhere where you can wash your hands. You can open a banana, eat the whole thing without touching it.
Right.
So it's nice in that smart respect.
And they taste really good.
Wow. That's the expertise I was looking for, Vin Dog. That's what
we
need.
Holy fuck. Yeah.
It's the working man's fruit.
They're a trade favorite.
A trade favorite?
Can't really make a good smoothie without a banana.
The best joke out there also about fruit.
That is very
true. You know what the best joke out there is? Is that a banana in your pocket, or you're just happy to see me? Mm-hmm. You know, so I mean, it's got the joke. Bananas.
I read your joke you put on the blog the other day about the legs sticking straight up in the air. It gave me a good laugh. I'm going to repurpose that joke for the next 30 years, too. I was actually thinking about DMing you, and after we're done recording, I am going to DM you a joke that you can use as yours for now until the rest of the time.
Tell them now.
All these jokes are repurposed. You know, they're all repurposed jokes. I got one going in this afternoon.
Oh, so okay.
It'd be a pretty funny one, too.
Oh, peek ahead.
There we go. And I know, like I said, we're drafting fruit, but banana pudding is criminally underrated.
It's great.
Criminally underrated.
It's great.
I don't think I've ever had it.
How about a banana daiquiri?
Banana daiquiri.
Ever had a banana daiquiri?
I mean, daiquiris are delicious no matter what, but banana. And we, like I said, we've gotten kind of away from why I drafted bananas. I think they're delicious in the end. Just a plain banana is delicious.
They are.
I like to spread a little peanut butter over it sometimes.
We used to get on Rhode Island when we were kids. You could drink there when you were 16. So we went down there with like eight guys. We were all drinking drafts, 7-ounce drafts. They were like 15 cents. So the bartender comes on, draft, 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 draft. And this one kid, Ricky, who wasn't much of a drinker, first time out, he looks at the bartender and he goes, "I'll have a banana daiquiri." And the bartender looks at him and he goes, "That's great. I don't have any fucking bananas." I go, "Rick, just get a fucking draft, will you?" And that was it. Whenever we, for years, we gave him a hard time. "I'll have a banana daiquiri." You're in a little bar in Rhode Island, right off the sidewalk. He asked for a banana daiquiri. Like, well, what's with that, dude? We're all drinking draft beers.
Mm-hmm. Unbelievable.
But banana daiquiris are pretty good. I worked in a bar. We had banana liqueur.
Oh, there you go. Very fucking good. Rick. Yeah. All right, banana off the board. Chief, you're up.
Hmm. You know, I'm just, this is one of those things where you can't think about anything. So I'm going with apple, and I'm going with my favorite variety, which is the Honeycrisp. I feel like that's just been a thing in the last 10 years. But if I'm going to the grocery store and I'm getting fruit, 8 times out of 10, it's going to be a Honeycrisp apple. A little bit of peanut butter with them, nice little late night snack. I love Honeycrisp apples.
No arguments.
The apple industry didn't pay off the right people because there was a little period of time where people were saying apples were like, ooh, they're very carb heavy. Those are a lot of natural sugars in there. Like, you know, if you're going to eat fruit, apples, it's like, Jesus Christ. You know, you tell me apples aren't that good for me?
Yeah, well, what happened to the whole thing?
Keep
the doctor away.
Yeah. Apple a day keeps the doctor away.
Where the avocado people, on the other hand, are paying off every fucking government official in the world.
You know who owns all the avocado farms? Ahead,
tell me, Chief.
The drug Mexican cartels.
Not surprising.
Yep. They got once weed went legal so many places, they're like, oh, we're cutting into our margins. You know what Americans love more than drugs? Avocados. Mm-hmm. So they snatched up all the Mexican avocado farms.
Apples. Good fucking use outside of just eating it in your hand. The fucking
apple pie is the best pie on the planet.
I haven't had it in a long time, but apple juice is cold fire. Apple juice is fucking delicious.
I gotta water it down because it's so fucking sweet.
It is sweet, but it's like sweet. Crisp. Yeah, but all juice.
Some ice
cubes
in it. That's all you do.
Yeah,
yeah. I'll just go like 3/4 apple juice, then topped off with water.
You're a little bit of a sweet tooth elitist.
That's
true.
It's long. Yeah. It's
true. Long. You love telling people. I don't like chocolate. I don't like sweet stuff.
I love
soda.
There's a difference in sweet levels, just like there's a difference in spicy levels. Some things are spicier than others.
Mm-hmm.
Apple juice is insanely sweet.
I think it depends on the brand, though, too.
Probably.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah. How about apple cider? Anybody like
love that? Apple cider.
Yeah. Here's what you do, Vin Dog. You gonna go tailgate any Patriots games this year?
Might do it. I'm only like, 12 minutes from Gillette.
You get a big pot, like just a kitchen pot.
Yeah.
Get a gallon of apple cider and then an entire handle of Fireball whiskey and then a stick of butter and a couple of cinnamon sticks. Ooh. Boil them all. Well, simmer them all together for the tailgate. You got some nice boozy apple cider and it is absurdly delicious.
We used to go to Pottawatomie Park around Christmas break. This is like when I was probably like 18 and then into college with my, St. Charles buddies. And we would get like a crock pot, do kind of the same thing, and then go sledding. So like the crock pot would be plugged in somehow at the bottom underneath like the thing, like a shed basically. And then you'd sled down, have a drink, walk back up, sled back down, and that's how we would do like Saturday nights over Christmas break.
Drunk sledding is one of the great traditions of all time.
Yep.
You don't get hurt till the next day.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Honeycrisp apples is the right play too. I don't think who's
of the other
argue?
Apples. Yeah, I think it is. It's new. Did you know they just like invented it? Like
I just
15
looked at
years
it
ago.
Yeah, mine. Can I say not the green apple, the other brand
variety.
That's how we're doing. So Pink Lady apples.
What about
same
them?
Thing? I just looked. They were invented in like 2002. It said.
Yeah.
That's
which
crazy.
I was like,
apple scientists were like, hey, we got to step it up.
Yeah, you want to talk about fucking.
Yeah.
Putting a full court press on the market.
Mm-hmm. Honeycrisp are really dominate now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's an expansion.
Macintosh apples kind of stink, though.
A fucking expansion team, Vin. Would you believe it?
Expansion team became a dynasty, like, overnight.
That's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. All right. Honeycrisp apple off the board. It's to me. I want two of them, so I'm praying one gets back to me. But I'll just take what I think is the The second best summertime fruit, it's pineapple.
Man.
Oh, yeah.
It's pineapple. Dave, too sweet?
Yep, absolutely. Crazy. I mean, I'll eat it, but I don't typically go out of my way to eat it. If it's in, like, a fruit salad, then not eat the pineapple part. But I don't really go out of my way to just eat pineapple.
I got a couple problems with pineapple.
Well, it's hard to cut?
Hard to cut. The thing is enormous. It's got like a armadillo skin on the outside. And then there's only like certain sections on the inside that are actually like good to eat. The other ones get like a little weird texture if they're too close to the middle, almost like the core kind of. So you only have like that little outer ring on the edge. And if you get one piece that you bite and it's weird, it like ruins your pineapple.
Here's my
experience.
Problem with your con here, okay? If you watched one YouTube video, you'd figure it out. It's just you've never done it.
It's always on those 30
seconds. It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. If you people just sit there, they're like, oh, how do I attack this? And then they never do any research. It's like tying a tie. If you go do the research, you'll figure it out.
Do you agree with the second part of that criticism though?
Sure. But you can get
the things that like core the pineapples.
Yeah, I can't say that I cut a lot of my own pineapples in my life because maybe I haven't done the research on how to do it properly.
Yeah.
But like if you're having a fruit salad and you're like, I'm going to eat that pineapple, and then you get like the chunky, like, almost like a stringy, weird middle piece, that sucks.
I worked at Jewel in high school, and I was in the produce department. I was a produce pro. Yeah, that's what they call you.
Produce.
So that was good. I learned how to cut a pineapple there.
Okay.
But,
it's good fruit. I like them.
With pineapple, the best part is also the worst part. The best part is that they're probably the coolest looking fruit. They just look cool. But it's also like an inconvenience. Because my whole thing with fruit is that if I'm going to eat fruit, it's going to be out of convenience. Like walking out the door on the way to the office or whatever. Mm-hmm. You can't do that with pineapple.
That's fair.
Yeah, pineapples are used as like a symbol. Like they're on like doormats and stuff as like a welcome symbol too. So like
good luck. It's supposed to be good luck.
Or good luck. Really? Maybe that's what it is. Yeah.
Yep.
So you said you're a fan of pineapple, Vin?
I like pineapple. I like it. You know, if I get a little cup full of fruit salad, the first thing I'm looking for is the pineapple. I'm looking around to see how good it is. And I'm going to try a piece. And if that it's yellow, good pineapple, I just keep going.
It brings out the fruit salad as well. Could we say that?
I don't think it's a fruit salad without pineapple.
Yeah.
I'd agree with that. Even though it's not my favorite fruit, I'd agree with that.
A lot of melon you can flip-flop, but you can't take the yellow out of that salad.
Yep.
I think the first guy in the history of human civilization who is like, yo.
I always think about this.
Those rocks, those spiky rocks, it's actually a delicious little treat.
Yeah. You got to crack that open.
That guy, that's why it's probably a signal of luck, because then anybody who ever encountered the first tribe that was fucking around with pineapples was probably like, these lucky motherfuckers.
Yeah.
People found these.
Yeah.
Right? They're stones.
For sure.
They're delicious.
Well, I'm happy to get that 4 overall. All right, Vin Dog, you're up.
I'm
you
up.
You get 2 picks, Vin Dog.
Well, I'm going to go with the soft, fuzzy stuff.
Oh, wow.
A peach.
Oh.
I love peaches. I used to go to the beach. My mother would always bring peaches. I hate hard peaches. I like them soft.
Mm-hmm.
Take a bite and it's going down your chin, down your neck. You know what I mean? It goes down your abdomen. That's a peach, you know? It's got a little bit of fuzz on it. You know? I'm going peach.
Now, the fuzz doesn't gross you out at all, Vin Dog? You're okay with
it? No, I like the fuzz.
Yeah.
It's part of the experience.
Leave it the way it is.
My dad's got a peach tree in his backyard, and I swear to fucking God, it's so much better right off the tree.
Oh, yeah.
It's so much better right off the tree. We used to feed him to the horses that would come up to his fence.
We got to go to your house, man.
He's got two apple trees and a peach tree and a huge fucking garden.
Well, we know where it is.
Yeah.
Eddie and I are taking a trip out there next weekend.
No, you're not.
I know where it is. I'm knocking on your dad's door.
It's 88, just a little bit past Topgolf.
You're right. Good luck. If you can find him, you can go there. He'll tell you probably to get the fuck out, but.
Peach cobbler, Vin Dog?
Peach cobbler is great. Greg Allman, Eat a Peach. Isn't that the Allman Brothers?
Mm-hmm. It's a good album.
They're from
Jessica.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to argue against a peach. I love peaches, even though they are on the...
It's a tough spot, 5.
Sweet.
5 overall, 2, I feel.
Yeah.
So, you know, we took a lot of the chalk, I believe.
I think that's a worthy first round
pick. You think so?
Yeah.
I think so.
I think it's definitely, first, second. I would say second-ish. But
I almost got one yesterday, Mariano.
Did you?
Yeah.
Peach is good. Peach is good. And you know what? Peach rings. I mean, I know we're talking about the peach, but the peach rings, they kind of form their own brand.
I still don't think
here we go.
right?
That was it. This is the tier of analysis we've not yet gotten into, which is fruit applications to candy.
Yeah.
Peach rings, very good.
Yeah.
Good brand.
And that's like the only thing that peach does in like the candy form, I believe, right?
Off the top of my head, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Which is interesting. All right.
Are you saying there's a bigger market for peach-based candy?
I think so. Why isn't there a peach Starburst?
Why don't you get on that?
Is there a peach Skittle?
I would like to meet someone who like invents candy.
Yeah, right.
Like, what do you do? He's like, I'm working on a Pop Rocks chocolate combination.
All right, peach, Vin, what's your next one?
Oh, I get to do it again, right?
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorites in a fruit salad or just about anywhere, anytime, green grapes.
Oh.
Size grapes. I love grapes.
You like the sour variation, huh?
My Uncle Bill, he was, when I was probably like 12, he was like in his 80s. And he come over to the house and he was an athlete. He was small. He was like 5'5" tops. But he was an athlete. He was still playing golf in his 80s. And he used to come out, we used to play basketball, and he'd shoot underhand like Will Chamberlain used to do at the foul line. And he could sit there and hit like 10 in a row. Incredible. I said, Uncle Bill, you're unbelievable. I mean, I couldn't believe it. He's in his 80s. So we're sitting at a family function. He's at the end of this long metal table. I mean, real long, like the double dining room table. And he looks at me, he goes, watch this. And there's a long glass at the end of the table, small one. And he's got a grape in his hand. He goes overhead, takes it. And I'm watching it. It goes right in the glass, rings around and drops in. I'm like, Uncle Bill, that's incredible. Do it again. And he goes, nope, just once. I couldn't believe it. He hit the shot. He called it, and he hit it with a grape. Maybe that's why I like grapes.
That could be.
Yeah.
Big shot.
Uncle Bill.
That's a big shot, yeah. Uncle Bill. I love
that. He was a fruit guy, too, by the way.
Was he?
He had a fruit truck.
Oh,
and one Christmas, I said, hey, can I go with Uncle Bill? I'll go over to the house for a week. So I went over to his house for a week, and I was on his fruit truck every morning. And he was jacked. He was like the Hulk. He carried the melons. He carried everything into like restaurants. And he made onion rings. So in the back, I'm sitting there helping him make onion rings. He's driving. And I kind of stacked him right behind his seat. And he had a jam on the brakes. Next thing you know, boom, there's Uncle Bill. Onion rings all over his head. And I'm like, sorry, Uncle Bill. Sorry, Uncle Bill. He goes, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. And he drove because we're on the highway until we were in a safe spot. And we pulled over. He took all the onions off his face. And we put them back in. And we sold them to Howard Johnson's.
Uncle Bill, hell of a guy.
He was. He really was.
Any comments on green grapes?
No, I mean, I'm just here for all the Vin Dog stories.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Me too.
I think grapes are great. Perfect snack. Get a bowl of them. Just pick them off.
I did eat them last night. So I was going to go peaches, and then I'm like, I'll just get some green grapes and snack on those. Green grapes are great.
Yeah.
Does anybody have an argument for red over green?
Maybe down the line.
Okay.
Yeah, Ed.
Okay. Just want to see if I want to jump in there.
You believe this fucking guy?
I mean, you've got one. Way too much experience to just say stuff like
just
that.
Just asking.
Mm.
Just asking. All right, green. I mean, grapes.
Just asked
that should be a suspension. But
that's
what's good for the goose isn't always good for the gander, I guess.
I mean, everyone knows they're sitting there.
Stop delaying. I know what you're doing.
It doesn't matter.
You fucking bring up.
Do you want to do an ad while we're here?
No, I don't. Okay. Back to me.
Yeah.
What if I took red grapes?
I wouldn't have any problem.
I think
with
you should
it.
Be forced to.
I'm not. I'm going to take something that I think gets hurt by quality issues, but if you have a good one, it's just as good as any of these. And that's an orange. Sometimes you get an orange that's bland and it has no taste, but when you get that orange that has a lot of juice, a lot of bite to it, so to speak, it is phenomenal. And it is, I believe, one of the strongest scents
it is
in the world, right? Like when you peel an orange, it's
elite scent. But
you don't want to get anything in your eye from that. When someone squirts one in your eye, oh boy, that's acidic.
Be hurting.
But I love it. I'm an orange guy.
Yeah, but you're right about that. I feel like my mic's a little bit hot. But you're right. Is anyone else hearing that?
Yeah. Are you kicking the wire again?
No.
All right.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Anyways, you're right, though. There's way too many bad oranges. Like,
yes,
in the bushel, if you're getting like a bushel, you might get 25% bad ones.
I acknowledge that, but you know what I mean? When you get that good one, mm-hmm. you're like, damn, these fucking hit.
Yep.
Great feeling when you peel it and you get a good run on the peel with your hands.
True.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when you're like, you get like halfway through the peel on the first wipe, you're like, ooh, this is going to be a good orange.
Yeah. And especially even when you go to a restaurant and get a bowl of fruit
mm-hmm.
and you get the one little piece that's still, you know, and you yep. just bite it like a kid, orange slices, and you're like, damn, I don't need more oranges.
Well, and that's the other big one too. Like the soccer practices when you were soccer games when you were a kid and someone's mom had to bring the orange slices or t-ball or whatever. Like that's like, those ones always hit a little bit different. Yep. They're always good.
Same great branding as well. You see those fuckers, they stand out.
Mm-hmm.
They stand out.
Orange, I mean, you got to mention the juice, too.
Yeah. I mean,
that's my favorite juice by far.
One juice overall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a tough. Yeah.
It's my favorite hangover juice.
You have to time your teeth brushing properly, though.
You got any problem with oranges, Dave?
No problem with oranges. lack of convenience is one, like nitpicking, because you got to peel it. You mm-hmm. can't really eat it in a car unless you're driving with your knees, you know? Yep. But no, I love oranges. Love oranges.
Finn, you're an orange guy, you said?
Yeah, back when I was in high school, back in 19.
Yes, here we go.
One, Norwich Free Academy. There were kids that would take oranges, and they'd inject vodka into them with a hypodermic.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd come to school, and the orange would be full of vodka. Then they could open, peel the orange, and get shit-faced. You know?
That's next level thinking.
I feel like that's more common with watermelon.
People,
yeah.
But you could make that for like a party.
Mm-hmm. You could do that for any citric type fruit. I think we used to do that at the bar I worked at in college and high school, and vodka infused whatever fruit. You would let it sit there for a few weeks and the chemical compounds or whatever would mesh together. So the fruit would be alcoholic. You could eat it. And you'd get drunk, and then the juice would taste like the whatever fruit you were drinking, or the vodka rather. The vodka wouldn't taste like vodka. It would kill all alcohol taste to it, and you would just get wrecked off of it. Wrecked.
All right, orange is off the board. I feel good about that. I feel like that was like one of the last heavy hitters, in my opinion.
Okay, so
you're up, Chief.
I was gonna take this later, but now I'm not so sure it's gonna get back to me. But I think it's like an orange, but better. It's clementines. Yeah. Clementines, all the things that you said about oranges, all the negatives, they do not apply to clementines. They're much easier to peel. They're more consistently good. You get that little box that says cuties on them, and I think that's the brand.
Yeah.
But you can just sit there. I feel like I always have those around Christmas. Like my mom would always have them, and I would just sit there, eat like 6-7 of those little cuties while I'm watching a football game or something. And I love clementines, and I think they are – obviously, they're in that orange family, but I think they are superior to oranges.
I would 1,000% agree.
Can I tell you the problem with clementines? I feel like lately I've been getting a lot of seeds in them. Have you had that problem?
I have. I mean...
And it ruins them completely. Like, nothing ruins them more than that.
I mean, I don't like the seeds, but you can also get the seedless variety if you're paying attention at the grocery store.
For whatever reason, I feel like I keep getting seeds.
But aren't you getting those seeds in oranges, too? And they don't ruin your orange. You didn't bring that up for oranges.
Well...
Right.
That was your job to bring it up.
But I also think that the seeds ruin oranges more than they ruin clementines. Because you're not getting as many, you're not getting as like.
Oh, but clementines are smaller. So the bite, like where you're like looking for, it packs a littler punch, a smaller punch. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I guess.
It hurts more.
Maybe. But I think clementines
are. That's grasping at straws.
Yes. And like you get less of like the skinny like fibers that you get with an orange. Like sometimes you try to bite into an orange, you're like, I got all of this like muscle tissue or whatever you want to call it, where it's like you can't chew it, you have to spit it out. That doesn't happen with clementines.
I was sleeping? I think clementines existed? I like oranges better.
You're wrong. You're doing fruit wrong. I don't think you do like oranges better.
I do.
I think you're crazy.
I think a good orange. I agree clementines are probably more consistent.
Mm-hmm.
But I think a good orange beats a good clementine.
See, I think your best orange bite is just like a regular clementine bite. Like the thing that you're dreaming of, you're just going to get that every single bite with a clementine.
Vin, step in here, Vin.
Only thing about, you know, clementines that I have a problem with is, you know, you got to eat a minimum of like 6 of them.
See that as a problem.
You got to peel them. And the only reason I stop is I get too tired of peeling them. I could eat clementines like the whole little crate. I could just sit down and finish them off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I could eat as many as you go ahead. Someone's sitting there peeling for me. Oh, I'm going to go. You know? Yes. I could eat clementines. I could be eating them right now.
That's, you know, pistachios.
Suck down and grab a clementine, mow it down. I do like them. I like them both. Yeah. But, you know, clementines, my wife likes them, so we get more of those in the house than oranges. So we're constantly eating clementines. She'll eat two, sometimes three. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, how can you do that? They're like the potato chip of fruit.
That's a great analogy.
You've got to start eating these things. You don't stop. You're going to get five, six, seven clementines just to be there. You know, you got to do it.
It's a little disappointing, Vin. Can I bring that up? Next time you go, can you start getting orange in the race a little more? Start speaking up.
I mean, I like oranges.
All right.
Sounds like you like clementines.
Keep us posted on how that goes too. You know, we want to know what you know the orange race versus clementine with the wife.
There you go.
All right, clementines off the board. White Sox, Dave.
I'm going with strawberries, and I think that I have the best 1-2 punch for draft picks so far. Strawberries and bananas go together like peanut butter and jelly, salt and pepper, whatever other analogies there are. I absolutely love anything strawberry banana. Strawberry banana smoothies, strawberry banana fruit bars, whatever you want. It's the best there is. Ice cream, love it. Absolutely love strawberries. Very, very efficient to eat. You can just pop them, then you can dip them in chocolate. Other ways,
whipped cream with strawberries. You're not a strawberry guy.
I like strawberries, but I think it's a third berry.
I think it's number one.
Really?
It's my favorite berry. The only thing that's been going around lately that gives me pause about...
There's like bugs in them or something, right?
Yes. A lot, like a shocking amount of bugs. Like,
yeah, just douse it with some pesticide. Good.
No.
No, like, it doesn't matter. When they come home, bro. They do that thing. Like, I don't know what the solution is, but they dip them in something. And maybe it might just be like salt water or something. And then all the bugs like shoot out of the strawberry. Like,
I don't want to hear all this shit, man. Yeah, I'm not even talking about the draft anymore. I don't want to hear this shit because now I'm not going to eat strawberries again.
Strawberries are like a sensual food, though. Let's get into that. I mean, when it comes to
that
the women,
too. Yeah.
The women like strawberries. They dip them in chocolate and they have fun. And with a little whipped cream and a strawberry, you can have a lot of fun. So strawberry gets my vote for that alone.
There you go. Now, Dave, have you ever done that?
You know,
you ever given Dave? Have you ever given that to a woman?
Do I come off as a romantic to you, Ed?
I think you could be. I think deep down there's something there.
Not a lot.
Here's the other thing with strawberries that drives me crazy too, is that they come in a like pretty substantial size box usually. You never get to them before they get moldy. You can't. It's almost impossible. Like you have to.
Farm stand. You got to go to a farm stand. You know
why is that?
Well, because they're fresh right off. They pick them. Yeah. And you get them. You know, there's farm stands around here, and you go to a farm stand and get fresh vegetables and fruit. Oh man, it's a night and day.
They got a farmer's market down the street from me I think it's every Sunday morning, and I haven't checked it out yet this summer, but I think I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
Vin.
Yeah.
It's like I go to the Wicker Park one like every weekend.
I love that one. I used to go to that one all the time.
Strawberries are good though.
Yep.
All right, Dave. Good pick.
Can we talk about the strawberry banana combo real quick? Can we agree?
But it's not a combo drag.
No, I know.
It's nice. It'll look nice on the graphic.
It will.
Though.
Yep. No, I feel like those are like a smoothie flavor off.
Most popular. For the record, I'm excuse me. I'm like 95% sure that bananas are berries. I think I've heard that somewhere. They're a type of berry. So someone said it's the best berry. Bananas,
I can't confirm.
Berry. I'm pretty sure.
I cannot confirm. Okay, it's to Carl. Carl, before you make your pick, though, can I bring up something?
Yeah.
We got a first sponsor of this show for the first time. We got Dude Wipes.
Oh.
Yeah. I like a Dude Wipe a lot. They have so many products, so it's like, is it the one, do I want to, what am I doing with my Dude Wipes here? Am I wiping my butt? Am I taking a shower? Am I refreshing my face? Am I getting ready for a date? Am I getting ready for a big fucking meeting at work?
Have you had the Energizer?
Oh, my God.
Dude, those are sick.
They are.
You like, so it's like a face wipe, people, and you like, you just, you wipe your face and you like feel fresh.
It's got some like citrusy something and you're just like, it's like taking, it's like a low level, what do you call them? The salt, what? Facial, yes,
yeah.
But what the smelling salt? It's like a low level smelling salt where it just gives you like a whoo.
You get the corners of your eyes.
Yep.
It's very, very nice.
Feels like it's aerating your face.
Also, very appropriate if you were talking flushable wipes for a draft that's going to be very high in fiber.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Can I spoil a pick?
No.
Yeah.
If you're having prunes, you're gonna want some Dude Wipes.
Somebody take prunes.
I don't think anyone's taking.
No
prunes.
One's taking. Prunes.
No one's taking prunes. Well,
I had to make sure I brought Dave. Like my dad's been growing these for fucking 18 years.
I was in the Florida Keys 1 year, same year my dad met OJ, or not, well, actually, this is about OJ, and we're at this tiki bar, and
OJ loves prunes.
They had a orange tree that they would, if you would ask for a glass of orange juice, they would pluck the orange off, squeeze it right in front of you, and press it or whatever, and I had about 50 glasses of this orange juice, and I shit my brains out. I wish Dude Wipes was around back then.
Yeah,
because it just went straight through me.
Yeah, so stop using the shitty, scratchy toilet paper. Switch to Dude Wipes. Use BC15. You get 15% off your order. So go do that, Dude Wipes. Yeah, DudeWipes.com.
Dude Wipes are great. I've been using the shower after I rollerblade to work. I know you guys don't like me rollerblading to work, but the Dude showers make me smelling fresh once I'm done.
Yeah, you need those for sure. So go use that. BC15, 15% off. And they're at Target. Mm-hmm. There are so many places now. Be crazy not to use them.
It's a great product.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, Carl, you're up.
I'm just going to go for a knockout punch here in the second round. I'm going to take Mango. Mango when good. Now, people who know me on Twitter, historically, about a year and a half ago is when I got introduced to Mango. Because I was like, what the fuck, Mango? Mm-hmm. And then Donnie comes over the top. He's like, bro, if you're not eating Mango, you're doing it wrong. I live by Whole Foods. Mango is one of those things where it just hits so perfectly if it's perfect, but it's hard to do it correctly, which is why I think it's a second rounder. It's off the bench for me. But mango with watermelon, I like my combination.
Your fruit salad's coming together nice.
I like the word mango, too.
I think that's the best thing about mangoes. It's fun to say.
Okay. Mangoes? Mango, plural?
Either one.
Mangai.
Mangai, maybe.
Mangy?
Hmm.
The mange.
I love mango. Love, love, love it. The best part to me about mango is it's like, I would say, the most filling fruit. You eat it like a kind of, you kind of saw it off like a steak a little bit. And there's so fucking much of it, and you're like full after you eat it.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's good.
Yeah, it's great. I love mango.
Good pick. Good pick.
You enjoy the mango, huh, Vin?
Yeah, the mango is good. You know? Not an everyday food around here, but it's good.
Not great for a job site.
No.
We're into the third round?
Yep.
All right, I'll kick it off. A lot of foundational pieces have been taken. I thought every pick so far has kind of been there. I really was hoping strawberries would be here. I thought maybe clementine. I didn't know somebody wanted to go back-to-back with the orange on the graphic. Those were good picks. Ultimately, though, I'm going to take what I consider an elite flavor of fruit, and that's a Granny Smith apple. I love a green apple. I actually like green apples as much, maybe slightly more, than a red apple.
I don't like green apples.
I know. It's okay. I like a green apple a lot.
I don't want to say it's an acquired taste, but it's definitely like...
Either you know, like it or
there,
you don't.
There are people who are like, I'm not a big...
It's my second favorite. Really? So I think it's a great apple, and I think if someone's making an apple dessert of some kind and they don't at least like go 50-50 with Granny Smith versus Honeycrisp, then you're doing it wrong. You need the little tang to your desserts with your apple. So I love a Granny Smith apple.
Yeah.
Caramel apple too. That's the one that
caramel,
you
caramel apple. Mm-hmm.
I like them. I'll eat them with the caramel apples.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
For sure.
It's good for... I'd never kick a Granny Smith out of bed, but, you know, it wouldn't be my first choice, put it that way.
Vin, you look at...
They're kind of hard. They're a little hard. Yeah. You got to have a good bite to get those things apart.
Oh, yeah.
But they're
look,
good
look at his jaw. Look at his jaw. Somebody,
and you're grabbing an apple, the Granny Smith is the apple to throw. You could hurt somebody with those things.
Dave, did you ever have crab apple fights in your neighborhood?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, yeah. Love that.
I would love to have one
you
right now.
Just kill kids with those.
We throw crab apples through bay windows in Wheaton. My buddy Kyle, he made a potato launcher.
And that's fucking dangerous.
Light a little, get a little lighter fluid from the charcoal grill that you'd steal from your parents, and you hear it go flunk, and you could launch that thing like 100 yards. It was awesome.
The kids made them in the plumbing shop all the time.
Yeah, I'm sure. All you need PVC pipe. Yeah,
PVC pipe.
Yeah.
All right, White Sox Dave, you're up again.
I'm going with avocado. Strong third round pick. Mexican cartel takeover or not. I understand they're expensive. I understand they oxidize very quickly. But if you get an avocado, you eat it fresh out the store. I like to sprinkle a little salt, pepper, olive oil on there. just eat it like that, or in guacamole form. Obviously, absolutely delicious. I'm sure it'll be gracing everybody's spread for the first football Sunday of the year coming up in a couple days. I love avocado. Love it. And I like it with breakfast mostly, probably.
A little avocado toast?
Yeah, avocado toast. I never get it out of principle because it's usually like $15, and that's disgusting to me.
I agree.
But I do enjoy it when I make it at home. I'll throw a fried egg on top of it and just let it rip.
It's delicious.
It's a good pick. I like feeling out avocados at the grocery. That's probably the most satisfying one to feel.
See, like, I know that's a thing, but I don't know what it's like. I know they're like, oh, it's supposed to be like not soft, but not too soft, not too hard, and I just get like, I can't do it.
A non-ripe avocado is like hard as a rock. If it's got a little give to it, that's when you want. But if
I don't
it's
know
too squishy,
what,
then you open it up and it's already fucking.
Yeah.
I think it wants to feel like your calf muscle. You know, like it's got to be a little soft. Don't squeeze.
It's got to have just a little give.
Is that a thing?
I just made that up now.
Okay, all right. Because that would give me some kind of like judgment, the baseline to go off.
I was thinking, what part of my body can I squeeze right now for a consistency of an avocado? Like, now if you see me, I've been touching myself a little bit.
I'm going to be in the grocery store with one hand.
That's too soft, yeah.
I think so.
Maybe you're just too soft.
What about a forearm?
Ooh.
What about a forearm?
That would be better.
You think so?
Yeah. But if it has a lot of give to it when you give the squish test, then it's already don't get that avocado.
What about an unflexed shoulder?
That's just bone, right?
I would say that's the best analogy. Okay. Yes.
It's probably the right size, too.
You think you'll get any heat for being a little too cute here at all?
No.
Oh, Dave's the guy on the red line with the boombox playing music too loud, just waiting for someone to ask him to turn it down so we could start a fight. Like, yeah. You're just waiting for someone to say this in a fruit.
Well, just because like you're saying like how good strawberry banana looks, and then you just come under the over the top with avocado. It's just.
I mean, I got avocado in the third round, Dad.
Yeah, no, I know. Just wondering.
No, I got a strong draft going so far. I'm very happy with my.
I respect you not saying guacamole. That was my first pick.
I did.
I said overrated. Okay.
Guacamole is fantastic and it's easy to make.
Mm-hmm. Are you an avocado fan?
No. My wife is a huge avocado fan and all my kids love it. I'm the only one in the house. I don't eat it. I don't like it. Just never acquired a taste for it. I'm not saying it's not good because people love it. Just not for me.
Is it a flavor thing or a consistency thing?
A flavor thing.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
I'm a big fan. Big fan.
Chief, you're up.
Tomato. So similar to what Dave did there with going kind of a weird classification, but everybody calls it a vegetable, but it is a fruit.
Everybody knows it's a fruit.
I think, but like when you're kids, like you think of, like you were always told tomato was a vegetable growing up, at least I was. And then it was like, oh, wait, no, it's actually a fruit.
It's a fruit.
Yeah. It is a fruit, and I love tomatoes. I think we've talked about like the burrata thing. Like I love them on that. Jim Graziano made that burrata sandwich this summer with like the fresh heirloom tomatoes. I put tomatoes in fucking everything. So I actually am a little bit concerned that I might be allergic to them because I get like a weird, like my ears turn like bright red when I eat them and they get super hot. I don't care because I think tomatoes are that good. My favorite sandwich is to make like a caprese tomato sandwich and grilled cheese at home. I think it goes with everything. I don't like tomato juice. It's the only, like, my only stipulation. But, like, I've never been
tomato juices.
I've tried to like Bloody Marys for years. I just can't do it. Can't do it. So, but tomatoes to me are, like, an elite, elite. Like, if someone took it in the first round, I wouldn't
see.
Here's my. Dave, let me
go ahead.
Sorry.
One time my dog got skunked. And I was down the Cape on vacation, and the babysitter called up and said, Ruggles just got skunked. You got to come home. And I came home, and there he was at the back door, skunked. So the only thing on the way home, I knew that, like, tomato juice was supposed to be what you bathe the dog in when they get skunked. Mm-hmm. So on the way home, I stopped, and I hate tomato juice. My father drank it. I couldn't stand it. I'm not a Bloody Mary fan. And I stopped, I got, like, 12 glass jars of tomato juice. I got home, and I kept them out in the backyard, and I filled up the bathtub with tomato juice. And I carried him in, and I dropped him in the bathtub, and I'm soaking him down with tomato juice. And what's he doing? He likes tomato juice. He's drinking the stuff, and I'm like, stop drinking it. He loved it. He loved it. He was drinking tomato juice. So dogs like tomato juice.
That's good to know.
I didn't like, ever,
did it work on the skunk?
There's nothing for the skunk. You know what happens the next day? They smell like skunk and tomato juice, which is horrible. It's a horrible.
I was always,
I wonder how that happened, that myth then.
Yeah, I was wondering if that was a wives' tale or not. Yeah. My dog got skunked.
Dude, some guy's out selling fucking tomatoes. And he's just like, hey, this is a great thing. Yeah. If your dog, whatever.
Probably.
My uncle did it.
Probably.
He got skunked. This is in Connecticut, probably, like, I don't know, I was like a little kid. And he was like, I got skunked. And then they put him up. They, like, my Nana went to the grocery store and got, like,
gallons and gallons,
so, yeah, of this. And he just sat in the bathtub in tomato juice. So that was.
Did it work on him?
I don't remember.
Can you follow up on this? Are you up, Ed?
Yeah,
I'm looking at this board right now, and I think you have the best first two rounds.
You think so?
Maybe not.
Maybe. I like where I'm at.
The only thing that I don't like about tomatoes is I think they're better in like every other form.
What do you mean?
Than just straight up tomatoes.
Cherry.
Like tomato sauce, like pasta sauce. Tomatoes are fine. It's a great sauce.
San Marzano.
But like I love them in omelets. Like I put them in everything.
That's what I'm saying. Do you just eat them by themselves like an apple? You have to put them with shit.
I mean, I've actually had just like plain tomatoes before. Yeah, like I'll put tomatoes.
It's a great con, Dave.
If you get like a beefsteak,
It's a fantastic con. You don't though.
I kind of do actually in the summer. I'll have like a beefsteak tomato with salt and pepper, and then go to town.
You got him, Dave.
No, he didn't.
Sometimes right. I have before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. Tomato off the board. All right, it's to me. I'm going to go with another one that if you focus on the outside, you'll get bent out of shape. But if you focus what's in the inside, it's unbelievable. And that's kiwi.
Kiwi's great.
Kiwi, listen. Cut it in half. Get a spoon. Yeah, scoop it out.
Scoop it out.
All you got to do. Like that's an avocado. All you got to do. Yeah. That's it.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
To me, if I see kiwi in a fruit salad, that's my number one. That's my first bite.
Really?
Yeah. I love kiwi in a fruit salad.
Kiwi's it's always awesome. Watermelon for me. By the time a fruit salad's over, it's like you can see that someone had picked out all the watermelon.
It's like such a unique taste.
Yep.
It's unbelievable. So I know people get, you know.
Ed, you're citrus heavy, man.
Yeah.
It's a fruit draft.
Yeah.
Well, he's got like every citrus on the board other than one.
I'll say that everybody, you're the only one. You're the low citrus guy here, I think.
Well, it's too sweet.
Had a clementine gone to me, I would have drafted it. Orange, same thing.
You like the kiwis, Vin?
I do. I like kiwis. When I see them, I go after them too.
Yeah. You know, yeah. But this is kind of on brand, though. You know where kiwis started?
No.
China. So Red Ed, once again, just going, showing his true colors.
Did they really?
And so what it says, their original fruit is from the Far East, haven't been grown, but it's now modern day
California,
China.
Though, right? California.
So what, well, Dave's pro cartel now? Is that what this is?
Clearly.
Dave, you're pro cartel.
I don't see why that would be the thing.
You took avocados.
But I recognized that they were like taking over.
Kiwi's my pick. Vin Dog, you're up.
I'm up. I'm thinking about berries. And I'm thinking about a berry that we used to have a lot. In fruit salads, it's not as popular. It's like a hybrid berry. Boysenberries.
I don't know if I've ever had a boysenberry.
Oh, they're good. They're good. They're sweet. They're a little larger than the other berries. And they have like a textured exterior to them. So they have like little bumps all the way around them. They're kind of cool. And my mother and father would get boysenberries and like, oh, yeah.
Oh.
Boysenberries. Like a hybrid berry.
It looks like
another one.
Yeah, it looks like a.
Maybe I have had this, and I thought I was eating something else.
Yeah, and we could just say it. It looks like a blackberry.
No? Yeah,
blackberries.
Yeah, kind of like blackberry. Yep.
So I don't know. Maybe I have had one.
My boysenberry experience starts and stops at IHOP. They have the boysenberry syrup on the table. When I was young and enjoyed that kind of fake shit, I'm sure it is very fake. I would soak my pancakes in boysenberry syrup.
It's unbelievable.
Until you got sick?
Probably. I mean, I think like 8-year-old stomachs are just naturally more durable.
Yeah.
My boysenberry experience.
Yeah, the time I had boysenberry.
you're great, Dave. That's funny. All right, Vin Dog, you need one more.
I need another one, huh? You know something? I'm going to go in a different direction here. Mm. And this is also really a fruit, and people think of it as a vegetable. Near and dear to my heart, eggplant.
Yeah, good. We weren't letting you out of this draft alive if you didn't take eggplant.
That's, Carl mentioned eggplant that yesterday.
I love eggplant. I like it on pizza. I like the eggplant parm when I make layered. You can go into a restaurant, get eggplant, and just split it up with four people at the table for, as an appetizer. Delicious. I just love eggplant.
Did you know eggplant's called different things depending on the country?
I'm not a skin guy.
You don't like the skin? You peel it?
I peel it. You know, okay. My son likes the skin, and he argues with me that, oh, you're getting rid of all the flavor. No, I'm getting rid of the skin. I hate it. So I can't stand it. People make it with skin, and it's like, how do you like it? Like, I don't like it.
So this is one of those things where I don't think I've ever had it because I don't like the word. But
eggplant?
Yeah, but I honestly, like, I've seen your video, and it makes me
eggplant
be like,
eggplant parm is fucking unbelievable.
I kind of want to try to make it myself.
It's easy to make.
Well,
I don't want to put it. I don't want to say, you know, Vin.
No, it is easy to make.
That looks like a masterful thing that you like dedicated your life to learning how to make it that way. So Dave, just trying to.
I'm not saying I can make an eggplant parm as good as Vin
or
can,
as heavy.
But it's,
no,
it's,
you know, if you make a 20.5 pound one, it's going to be a lot of work and a lot of cleanup. And you got to, you know, I was reading about eggplants, and they're telling you that when you buy eggplants, you should buy the small ones, the baby ones. And when you buy the larger ones, they're adult eggplants, and they can get kind of nasty inside. So, I mean, whenever we buy eggplants, if we need three, we usually get like five or six, because you do get some pretty nasty eggplants. You cut them in like, oh, doesn't look good.
I think I'm going to make a point to try it, because it is like, I used to feel the same way about the cheese curds. And I'm like, ugh, curdle. I just didn't try it. And then someone gave me a cheese curd. I'm like, oh, well, this is fucking awesome.
Yeah,
like,
fried cheese. Yeah, absolutely right. Like, the best possible thing.
And I'm sure eggplant's awesome too. So
I did it out of necessity because my mother made it. And when they moved away and she wasn't around anymore, I didn't want to not eat eggplant Parmesan. So I just started making it and turned into a Super Bowl day treat. And then every year I make it for Super Bowl. And it went from 12 to 14 to 16 to 18. Last year, 20 and a half pounds. And, you know, it's probably 8-9 layers tall. Mozzarella and sauce and, you know, breaded eggplant. You cut it nice and thin. You skin it, you cut it nice and thin, and you fry it up real quick. And then you start layering it with sauce and cheese. And
Vin, you're the meme lord, correct?
What's that?
The meme lord?
Yeah.
So you've been around the internet blocks. What do you think of the sexual connotation that the eggplant has developed over the course of the last 5 or 10 years?
I hated that. Everybody, you know, the eggplant was the penis of the fruits. No way. Don't go taking my eggplant and giving it that label. You know? I hated that. My son was telling me, Dad, that people call it an eggplant. I'm like, why? Why? It's a cucumber, if anything. All right? Let's go back to the vegetables. Stay away from the fruits.
You know, while we're here, too, could I ask one more question before my pick? I saw this is a plumber question, completely off topic, but I saw they you know, Glennie Balls, they were giving him shit because he made what they're calling was a poozanya in the toilet.
I saw something about this.
I guess
today.
There was a layer of toilet paper already in the toilet paper or in the toilet.
Okay.
And then Glennie took a dump on top of it, and then he wiped and he threw his on top of that. You know, and Big Cat said he was like, it's like a poozanya, and it clogged the toilet. So are you, as a plumber, would you advocate against poozanyas?
Absolutely. I mean, too much paper is no good. You know, my wife got this really soft, like 4-ply paper, and it stopped up my sewage ejector. And I'm like, you can't put that paper down. I need thin paper downstairs. You know, I don't want 4-ply. I want like the cheapest 2-ply paper you can get. It's going into a pump. But I thought he would do that with the toilet paper first and then on top, and then because you didn't want it to splash up at him.
Nah, yeah,
you don't want any backsplash, especially in a public bathroom.
Yeah.
So it might not be a bad idea in a public bathroom where nobody cares. There was a gym down the street from me, and there was a guy every Sunday would go in there and start flushing paper towels down there. And the owner of the gym knew me, and he called me up, and I'm like, this has got to stop, man. You know, I can't keep coming over here Sunday mornings and cleaning up this monster shit in the toilet. There's some assholes in there with paper towels, brown paper towels down the toilet. Yeah. So I told him to get a closet auger. I told him where he can get one. He got one. And guess what? My son worked there. So my son had to do it. I said, that's not fair. I was making $100 when I did it. Now my kid's doing it for like $8 an hour. You know, But, that's great. No, I think that's a bad idea.
Yeah, no Pusanias.
Layering your toilet paper.
All right, it's to me. I'm going to take my favorite berry, and it's raspberry. Ooh. You get those little trays. You just slam those. It feels like it's never enough. But mm-hmm. I'm a big raspberry guy.
I love the flavor. My only problem with them is I feel like the seeds get caught in my molar sometimes.
Oh, yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
But then it's
that.
You got like a little challenge for the next hour. You got to get it
yeah. Yeah, yeah, you use your tongue. Right. But yeah.
That's quite the spin, but sure.
Ed, that's one of the best spins we've ever had on the show because it is kind of entertaining. You want to get it. It's like a personal. The berry, the raspberry, makes it personal with that seed in your molar.
I like the texture of a raspberry, too.
Raspberries are fine. What is that, your fourth-round pick?
Yeah.
I think that's a fine
fourth. I like them a lot. I really do like them a lot. I'm happy to get that in the fourth round.
I couldn't, like, mass consume them, though.
Really? Just like a little square box, like, you know, gone. But, yeah, raspberry, that's my favorite berry. So I'm happy to get in the fourth round. Chief, you're up.
I'm going with my favorite. It's like a standalone breakfast food is a grapefruit. So I know it's kind of an acquired taste, almost like the green apple where it's like so sour.
I hate them.
It's not surprising, but I think they're great. And that's something that I like remember like visiting my grandparents out in Florida. Like they would always have them around. Like I love a grapefruit and you get the little juice. You got to be careful. You got to pre-cut them so you don't get it scooped out and get it in your eye because that is maybe the most acidic juice. You could go blind from that. I'm like convinced that if you get too much grapefruit juice in your eye, you're blind. But I love grapefruit.
You know what? How when you eat an orange or drink orange juice and then brush your teeth and your mouth tastes like fucking hell?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what grapefruits taste like just naturally.
Yeah, they're not good.
They're not good.
You guys are crazy. I love grapefruit.
Back in the day, there was like grapefruit diets that my mother and all her friends were on. And they ate grapefruits every morning and they would cut them in half, and they had these little spoons with like serrated mm-hmm. edges on them, just made for grapefruits, so you can kind of dig them out and get each little section out. But yep. They put a lot of, they didn't use sugar, they used, because they were on diets, they used what do you call it, sugar alternatives, you know, like sweet and low.
So yeah,
they put sweet and low on it, then they'd eat the grapefruit. I never liked them, but they are, you go on a grapefruit diet, I guess it, the acid does something.
I like grapefruit juice too.
Is it a thing? Can you, I think I've heard before that you can like OD on grapefruit.
Oh, I've never heard that before.
No?
I've never
heard that, but that's what Google's
OD,
for.
What does that mean? Can you die?
You can get really sick if you eat too much
grapefruit. Okay, really sick maybe, but die.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it probably eats holes in your stomach.
You can't say overdose, and then the high end of that is getting really sick.
One whole
like,
grapefruit?
The high end of overdosing is death.
Hold on,
an 8-ounce glass of grapefruit juice is enough to cause adverse effects, which includes heart and breathing problems, kidney failure, blood clots, cardiac arrest, and even death.
Okay,
there you go.
See, Chief, I'm telling you,
enjoy
I've heard
your
that
fourth round pick.
That
I mean, this.
All right, credit. Grapefruit has its own spoon with the serrated edge, so that's a power play.
There's certain medicines that don't mix. I don't know. I remember hearing before, like, oh, be careful with the grapefruits. I was like, what? But whatever.
I feel like you already have to be predisposed to some condition if you're gonna have a grapefruit kill you.
Can we say too? Don't be mad at us, but grapefruit is a very Chief pick.
Why is that?
Oh, that's such a Chief pick.
How so?
No one likes
put on a cardigan,
grape.
You know, have a like yeah. Do a nice crossword, a couple bites of grapefruit.
Mr. You know, Rogers, motherfucker.
Yeah. The cardigan comment.
Does that bother you?
A little bit because
it bothers me actually because he has a horrible sense of style.
Oh,
Dave, shut the fuck up.
He does.
We got the fucking T-shirt king who wears T-shirts underneath like his button downs. And he's gonna give me a hard time. But anyway,
what?
You're a white T-shirt guy. Anyways,
you're the best.
I'm not a clothes guy. I readily admit that. But it's not like it's because I just don't care. It's not because I don't know what's good. I would love to be a cardigan guy. They accentuate my tits too much, and always have. So I've never been able to pull them off. So I don't wear cardigans, and it's a little soft spot because I feel like I would love to be able to wear a cardigan because it would be on brand, but I just can't pull them off.
Let's set a goal. Let's set a goal. Next fall, you're coming.
A year from now.
Yeah, well, okay. I mean, let's be realistic. Well, I don't want you to be beating yourself up in mid-November because the cardigans haven't settled in yet, but, you know, progress
what?
Every day.
You know what? I'm going to wear a cardigan at Christmas.
Let's do
I'll
it.
I'll get in shape as best I can.
That's a good way to say it. I'll get in shape as best I can. People need to start adding that phrase to every as best I can.
We're running long, but we will circle back on fashion White Sox Dave versus Chief at some point.
A fashion draft.
We will. I mean, he's
acting like he's...
I'm not... What?
Right. Like you're some kind of fashion lord. I mean, that's insane.
Where did I say that?
Well, you said mine stinks, which means that you think you have an elevated because you wear Air Force Ones. That's basically what you're saying.
That's all it takes.
Dave has Air Force Ones, so he's the fashion guy.
I got a pair of ones, two or ones, threes, fours, and 11s.
What are we talking about?
I mean, those are fashion statements, and those are even shoes you just buy just to have.
Vin Dog, I'm sorry. I know you. Vin Dog, I apologize. We'll get through this soon. We'll probably like 15 left. My apologies. Yeah, Dave, you're up.
Cantaloupe.
Ooh.
Boo.
You fucking loser.
What? The fuck are you talking about? And that was a fake boo, by the way.
I don't like cantaloupe. It's
how
the
do you
worst,
not? That's,
it's the worst. If it's in the fruit salad, I avoid it.
Can't believe you picked this, Dave. You're fucking lying.
They cut it so big. It's always
that is. It's two bites. It is. That yeah. is true. They cut it too big.
I don't.
But
know
I like to just get the cantaloupe, cut it myself, like. Kind of like a ball of pizza. So it's like pizza shaped a little bit. So it's like eight slices and then you just eat it.
Now, they used to have those balling spoons. You ever see those mm-hmm. for fruit?
Yep.
Now, if you do that to a cantaloupe, I'm all in on that.
That's a great
point.
You get
a cantaloupe ball that's about the size of, you know,
yeah.
That's like a small, small golf ball. I like it. You know? But when you get that big square piece of fruit, you take a bite of it, you think, I'm going to choke. Something's going to happen to me. This is too big.
It's a big valid. Monster. It's a valid point, Finn.
Yeah, that doesn't affect the taste or the anything.
Yeah.
But it is a fine qualm because I have the same qualms when you buy the pre-cut cantaloupe. But cantaloupe is very good. I'm not going to say it's like absolutely delicious or anything like a watermelon.
Can't believe Chief booed you.
Yeah, what the
fuck? I don't like cantaloupe.
Well, you just drafted fucking grapefruit, so I think I would.
You have raccoon taste.
That Whoa. Is.
Raccoon boy back.
Eloquent chief over here
mm-hmm.
With his fine dining skills.
Well, I don't know why you're lashing out at me. What are you lashing? Fine dining skills. You're attacking my fashion, which go ahead. I wear all Barstool clothes. Then it's just
that's
like because
my fashion's involved too.
Well, and then plus Air Force Ones. So yeah. You're the fashion guy.
So I know. I'm not
you're
saying
the fashion
that.
Guy.
I'm
saying
I'm more fashionable than you.
Are Air Force Ones the most fashionable shoe? Like sneaker?
I think it's the best blend of everything, like cost to style to everyday wear to comfort. Mm-hmm. I got a new one's coming today. I just got the email a little bit ago.
Babyfoot.
Nice. Watch Stool Scenes last week. Stool Scenes. We talk about Babyfoot Gate. Carl, you're up.
Hey, we're deep here in the end of the fourth round. I'm taking blueberries. Blueberries are on the they're there. I'm taking them. Are they great? No. Do they stand alone? Maybe as a snack. I don't have a problem munching on blueberries. I obviously would rather have something else to be snacking on. But just from the perspective, fruit salad, pies, we're getting deep here. I like a blueberry.
A muffin.
Blueberry muffins are my favorite muffin.
Didn't even say it. Mm-hmm. Didn't even say it. Thank you.
They're way better in a cooked version.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't like blueberry muffins that have the fucking crystallized sugar on them either. Get that shit out of here. I need a softer muffin. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? Yep. That texture just throws me off.
Big chunks of sugar.
Mm-hmm. Fuck that.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Blueberries.
Yeah, blueberries. I mean, like. You know.
Blueberry pancakes, man. The best.
Yeah.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Good point.
You throw two blueberries into a smoothie, that thing's turning blue.
Dave, any experience with the blueberry syrup at IHOP?
Sweet, sweet.
Probably. Yeah. Probably.
I had a pet ferret as a kid. We used to feed them frozen blueberries. Did you have any weird pets?
I had a lizard. A couple lizards.
We weren't allowed to have shit. I couldn't get a ferret if world peace came with that ferret.
Do you know that you would turn out to be a weirdo if you had a ferret, though?
I mean, I'm not saying I wanted a ferret. I'm just using it as an example.
If I tried to get something like that, like a ferret or a fucking guinea pig or something, my dad would tell me to fuck
admittedly,
myself.
Though, I did turn out fucked up anyway. So give me a ferret, Dad.
They're actually kind of cute. They smell and they're like.
They're
not,
a rodent.
Yeah, they're rodents, but.
Let's talk booze. Let's talk booze.
Fifth round, you're up. Last round here, Vin.
No one has said a word about alcohol at the fruit draft.
I did. What? Well, Vin did.
Oh.
He said that he used to inject the oranges with mm-hmm. syringes.
I lied.
But go ahead.
I'm taking lemons. All-time culinary fruit. Well, lemon chicken.
But you're not eating a lemon.
I know, Dave. I'm in the fifth round. Okay, I can eat the other fruits, but if I want to add some flavor, if I want to add a little spritz to a vodka soda, am I off the rails here with picking lemon?
No, I was going to take it, and one of the other things, you maybe you were going to get to it, but you zest like a little, you know, a little lemon zest on there.
Yeah, you're not off the rails at all, but I'm just interested to how people are going to look at this.
I hope I get ripped on. I hope they say, hey, column number one, you're a sack of shit for drafting lemons.
Oh, man, I'll tell you what, you go to Italy, they love lemons. Almost as much as Sophia Loren. I mean, that's the two big things over there, Sophia and lemons. They put lemons in everything. Lemon cookies. You name it.
Lemon cookies are good.
Lemonade.
But you never just, like, slice up a lemon like an orange.
Well, because it'll strip the enamel off your teeth.
Yeah. It'll kill you.
Right.
Not my best draft. Whatever.
All right. White Sox, Dave.
It's not bad. Yeah. Lemon meringue pie.
What a lot of good, combinations. You're right, Finn. WSD.
What do I want to go with?
He's got nothing.
No, I mean, I got plenty. I like all these things that I'm looking at right now. And with that said, I'm going to go with the nectarine. It's a peach without the, if you don't like the texture of the skin of a peach, you get a nectarine and you get the same oomph right there. So I'm going with the nectarine.
I'm surprised you like those.
No, I like nectarines.
Why? I always thought they were hotter than a peach, you know.
Yeah. And I feel like they're sweeter than a peach, too.
They're more like an apple. Like
you're the apple version of a peach.
Yes. Does that make sense?
Yep.
I think everybody will know what you're trying to say, but I would say.
But yeah, they're sweet, though. I guess that's what's holding people up.
With you, specifically.
The sweet doesn't overcome the taste for me, though, for these.
We'll just let that slide, I guess.
What do you mean?
What do you mean the sweet doesn't overcome the taste? Like
it doesn't.
That's the taste.
No, it's not.
What are you talking about?
What do you mean? What am I talking about? Like it, I like the taste so much I can deal with the sweetness of it.
Vince, I don't mean to have you see us like this. This is a contentious household right now.
It's all right.
I apologize.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Pretty on brand.
Yeah. No, I love it actually, Vin. Chief, you're up.
I'll take a plum.
Oh, great delivery.
I like plums. I like plums. They're, you know, not great, but I think they're, you know, it's another
plums
one of those.
Plums are good.
They're
plums,
good.
Plums don't get enough playing time.
I feel like it's like you never even see them around, you know? It's like you almost stumble into a plum. But, yeah, they're good. Less pit than some of the other ones that we've taken. But I like a good plum.
A plum? Doesn't a plum have a huge pit?
I think it's less than a peach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a little small. Okay.
Yeah,
but seasonal plums are fruit. They're sloppy.
They are.
They're very, very juicy.
Now, Vin, you talked about when you were drafting peach. You talked about how the sloppiness appealed to you. You like it wet.
But a plum is—I don't know. It's
a plum doesn't have a ton of flavor.
Yeah, and the skin is really plasticky compared to a peach. It almost has a plastic shield around it.
You think so?
I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about, Vin. It's hard to describe, but I'm picking up what you're laying down.
I can see that.
It's like a vinyl covering on a piece of fruit, and then you get through it, and then it just shits all over you. Ready to go.
I could see that.
In there, it's being sealed off, and now it wants to go.
I like them.
All right. Plum off the board. It's to me. I'm between a few, man. There's a couple good ones still left here. I'm going to go with one that actually is, this is a personal favorite. This is what I found like working at the store, because this is like, I'd probably pass them by if I didn't work there.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'd take them in the back, give them a couple samplings. You ever had a Rainier cherry?
I don't think so.
They're awesome,
cherries,
right, Vin?
I like cherries, yeah.
The Rainier cherries.
What is it?
They're not completely red. There's some white in them. There's some white in them. They look like a Honeycrisp almost. They look like a baby Honeycrisp. They are awesome.
And it's spelled like, like Mount Rainier.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have seen these. I'm going to sound like a moron here, I bet. I just thought that they were cherries that weren't done being ripened yet.
No, dude, give them a whack. They're good. They're good. They're very good.
And you just eat them like they're grapes?
Yeah, there's a seed in them.
Yeah, why I don't like these ones, because you're fighting with the fucking...
No, it's just one bite. Eat that.
But you got to go around it, and they're so small.
Trust me, bro. They're good.
I've had them. I know they're weren't draft worthy. There's way too many cons about them. to outweigh the pros?
Lay them out. Besides, I mean, the pit.
The pit, I mean, those are bite of food, the cherry itself, but it takes like four bites to eat them because you got to eat around the pit.
Mm-hmm.
Because the pit's like so big in the cherry.
I always get the pit out pretty quick and just spit that thing away and then go for it.
Yeah. How you going to do it? Give him a whack. This is more like a...
The pit real fast.
Yeah. It was more like a public service announcement. Keep your eye on these. All right, Vin, you're up. Mr. Irrelevant.
Oh, man, I'll tell you. We're getting down to it here. Well, I'll have to go with something that's very popular here in Massachusetts. Gina Davis lived in Wareham.
Yeah.
She was once the Cranberry Queen. Mm. I'm going with Cranberries.
Good band. Good band. I saw Gina Davis filming a movie. Shoot, that's A League of Their Own, right?
Yeah.
You don't like that movie, Dave.
I don't like that movie, but I saw her. I was walking home from a softball game about 4 years ago. Middle of the week, we were just walking home, and she was filming a TV show with Alan Ruck, the dude from Ferris Bueller. And yep. They had all the camera crews, and they had like a little viewing area for passerbys. And I watched her film a couple scenes. It was a new Exorcist TV show. I don't know whatever happened with it. I don't know if it ever aired or not, but there's Gina Davis.
Okay.
Gina. There you go. All right, I'm going to read these out.
Can I tell you something that I fucked up?
What?
Can I put it on my list even though it's gone?
Nope.
Fuck.
I'm going to read through these, and we'll do some honorable mentions. We'll get out of here. I think there is a couple big glaring holes that we left.
My favorite one.
Really?
I think so.
Your favorite fruit?
Carl, watermelon, mango, Granny Smith apple, blueberries, lemon, White Sox Day banana, strawberry, avocado, cantaloupe, nectarine, Chief Honeycrisp apple, clementines, tomato, grapefruit, plum, Eddie, pineapple, orange, kiwi, raspberries, Rainier cherries, Vindog, peach, green grapes, boysenberries, eggplant, cranberries. You miss red grapes? Is that what
nope.
it is, I assume?
Nope. I should have known from Vin Dog's eggplant, but I eat zucchini four days a week.
I love zucchini.
I love zucchini. Zucchini bread's awesome. Mm-hmm. That is like my omelet order is tomatoes, zucchini, and sausage. I get it every weekend, and then I always have zucchini and like I always have zucchini at home. Like I always have it, and I fucked up.
Everybody would have assumed it was a vegetable.
I know, but like it popped in my head to look it up while Vin Dog said eggplant, and then I forgot, and then I came back to it, and it is a fruit.
Supposedly, if they have seeds that are confined inside the fruit.
Yeah, that's the definition. Mm-hmm.
That's why I know it. No,
I think like a pumpkin's a fruit.
Yeah, pumpkins no, it is. A
fruit. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Pumpkin's
red,
a fruit.
Red grapes is, I thought about pear. I like pears a lot.
Never had one.
Really?
Never had. I know it's like the thing from Always Sunny, but I just never have one. Yeah. I don't like the way they feel in your hand. Like they feel like mealy or something. Like
they're really good.
Whatever.
Are they?
You get the Harry and Dave. They're fucking phenomenal.
I'll have to give it a shot.
I think I drafted
blackberries.
Blackberries. Raisins. So you ever see blackberry trees just growing along the sidewalk? If you were looking and there's like splotches of all the black shit from people stepping on the.
Oh yeah.
You can just pick them off the tree and eat them right off the tree, and they're fucking delicious.
We got them all the way up and down my street here.
Like yeah, they're delicious.
Wild blackberries?
Yeah, wild blackberries. You can find them anywhere. Honeydew. I love honeydew melon.
Honeydew's right there with the other melon you took.
Cantaloupe.
Cantaloupe. Yeah, they kind of go together. You know, fruit salad, mm-hmm. They're both in there.
Pretty bland.
And they're both cut very big.
You know what? I owe Dave an apology.
You know,
when I was criticizing cantaloupe in my brain, I was thinking honeydew. And I think cantaloupe is better than honeydew. One's green, one's
way
orange, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I fucked up. Hey, apologize.
Hey, you know what, Chief? Apology accepted.
You're welcome.
I like honeydew. I don't love it, but I don't leave it out of the salad.
I like it.
Yeah. Well, all right, Vin. Thank you very much. Did you have anything else on your list?
No, I mean, you know, the whole thing about the pumpkin was good, but pumpkin, you really just can't eat it. You got to cook with it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's really
seeds I love pumpkin
the best seeds,
seeds.
Though. Yeah. The best seeds.
I could eat mountains of pumpkin seeds. I fucking love pumpkin seeds.
Well, that's like a baseball thing, right? Pumpkin seeds.
IHOP.
Seeds. And, you know, people like seeds, spit seeds.
Did you ever do a seed spitting contest at like the town fair?
No.
We had the watermelon seed speeding contest. I could shoot that thing like 10 feet.
Oh, yeah, but they come pre-greased watermelon seeds. They go, you know?
What, you did that?
No, I'm laughing.
They used to have that.
I'm just laughing. Yeah,
seed speeding
this.
Contest. What else?
Do we Vin Dog, thank you, sir. We appreciate it. It was fun mixing
great
it
debut.
Up.
Yep. All right, glad to be here. Anytime.
All right. That's it for today, everybody. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll see you then.